Mark 2?
Iron Man Mark
3.
I'm going to request a better clacker. That one's seen some days.
Should have some toys on it.
It's not loud enough.
It would be good if there's a
Let's
toy.
Let's bedazzle it.
All right, so let's talk about some of the, I guess, our more popular episodes. And it seems to be...
Number one?
This did not go well.
Ah.
What are your thoughts on that episode? I have some thoughts,
I mean,
but I'll see what...
It is what it is, right? I mean, you called Ace the expert.
Ace is the expert.
Right, which that guy apparently... contacted, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Well, there's always more to every story, and people don't always realize this is a small universe.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't necessarily realize who you know, and you may know... Like, I know for a fact... I didn't know this then, but Ace already saw that. And then the guy who priced it, I know. Because I talked to him after the fact. So I don't know if there was a little shenanigans going on there to try to do the best you could for the lot with the story.
Well, but, and him saying what he paid for it. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. But the reality is it doesn't matter what you paid for something. It's what is it worth?
Exactly.
What can we sell it for?
I mean, I could pay $10,000 for this Bluto shark head guy.
One of a kind.
One of a kind.
Only at Toy Federation.
Custom creation. And it 10 years could elapse, and instead of $10,000, it's worth $1,000.
Yeah, that does.
But matter. I paid $10,000, and I want $8,000 for it. Well, it's worth $1,000. I might give you $500. That's just...
I can't fix that for you kind of thing.
Yeah, I can't fix the fact that the item isn't worth what... I mean, we were filming just a few days ago. A guy brought an amazing Wheeled Warriors base, the playset. He bought it sealed. He opened it. And it's still parts on the sprue. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I would, like, if we bought it, I'm taking it home.
Sealed, open, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. But he opened it.
Right.
And then I'm like, it's worth about 200, two and a quarter, maybe 250. And he's like, oh, man, I paid 400, 450 for it.
Yeah.
But sealed. You bought it sealed.
And you opened it. It's worth less. And again, like, you know, and it's, I don't like to be beating a dead horse, but the market's off.
Yeah.
It's not the best economy right now. So
it is not.
There is a lot of sellers that need money because of a bill or this or that. And there's less buyers unless you get to that upper tier or that top tier stuff. And then that, I don't think, fluctuates all that much because that particular buyer is never hurting. They always have money.
Right.
It's
disposable income.
Right, right, right.
For lack of a better term.
Yeah, no, they, you know, they're not struggling, but it's the regular people.
Right.
You know, middle class and regular.
It's the guy that comes in with a pile of transformers and, hey, I ran something over my car. I need a new set of tires.
Yeah.
Right?
That happened. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yep. No, it happens. It happens. Yeah, crazy things happen here.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously that sucks for the guy. Right. But I mean,
I've literally paid more than something's worth out of sympathy.
Right. But I'm saying,
because I feel bad for the scenario, the person,
but also in. Totally understandable. But on the other hand, people are lucky that they have that venue.
Oh,
they
yeah.
can come.
Yeah.
Well, that's this is the other thing that I always say, because somebody could bring something in and then they're like. And I will be honest, if I've done 1,000 trades, there might have been 20. Literally, or maybe 50, where they weren't happy with the offer.
Yeah.
I mean, most people, they're like, really? Like that much? What's in there that I didn't know?
Right.
Like they're impressed with the offer.
Right.
And I think, again, that attributes to the success of the store. I mean, I feel we're fair. And granted, you could always do better if you sell it yourself. There's no doubt about it. In anything in life, like I am a reseller and I have a shop with overhead and employees and, you know, property tax and taxes on my fixtures and, you know, because they hit you every way to Sunday. But I'm gonna be the fairest guy around, apart from you selling it yourself, unless you sell it to the guy who's the collector who's gonna buy it.
And there's always gonna be people that disagree. But the other thing is we're doing this every day versus they came in with this one thing.
Oh yeah. Well, somebody walks in and they go, the guy was a Simpsons chess set.
Yeah.
And he walked in and it's like, that's not even our thing, but we'll buy things that aren't necessarily our thing because they're more impulse buy, but you sell it for the right price.
Right.
If it's 30, you might put 10 on it because we want action figures. We don't want a Simpsons Monopoly game.
Yeah.
So the guy comes in, he's like, it's like $20 in the box sealed. Like, I might give you $10 in trade. The guy's like, oh, it's $300. I'm like, yeah, there's a guy asking 300, but let's go to sold. And this is, or just filter a little bit more and I could buy it for $20. Oh, well, that was the girl in the car. She was looking it up thinking we had, and I'm like, well, but then he took the $10. Like it was, but he came in thinking it's $300. And
well, but that's the good thing about us using eBay as a basis for pricing, because it's, you want to know what people pay for it. Here it is. That's what it's worth to us.
And then the experience of doing it so often, like some people may see in a video when we go through a particular collection. Well, I mean, sometimes you slow down so they don't feel like you're not doing your due diligence.
Mm, right.
But I've seen this so many times. I know what this is. Right. Like, I don't need to look it up. Now, you might set aside a few pieces to do, like an outlier. You know what? I need to check this. These, I know I don't need to check because these are duds.
Yeah.
And then these, I'm going to spot check. And then sometimes you might think it's 30 and it's 50. You might think it's 50 and it's 20 now because the market tanked. But I mean, it's when it's 10 or 12 totes, it just takes time.
Yeah.
But a lot of it, you flip the lid and you're like, oh, it's all Black Series and it's all Force Awakens.
Oh, no.
That's pretty easy to price in 10 seconds. Because it's...
Well...
Nobody buys it.
Yeah. Yeah. I dread those because people bought those collecting it with good intentions. And then now that it's sort of become disappointing, it's...
Well, it's given
it
new...
Is what it is.
New appreciation to the prequels.
Right. Yeah.
Prequels weren't so bad. But I mean, everything's relative to your age. So you always, it's always a caveat. Like it's hard to look at something as an adult with child's eyes.
Yeah.
So if I look at Star Wars from 77 as an adult, there's a lot of weird things that don't make sense. But when I'm a kid, it's the freaking best movie ever.
Yeah.
Even though I liked Empire better, but it was still
Empire was the best.
It was still incredible. But how does R2 roll in the sand? Doesn't work.
Space wheels.
Space wheels. Space tracks.
Space tracks.
There's just little things that just don't work. And it's like, well, they got the Death Star plans and they just put in this droid and they just couldn't like email it. Like they got to find this. Like, so, you know, Rogue One filled a lot of those holes. Like, how do you make this giant channel down in the Death Star? Like, really?
Yeah.
Just with this big hole so you could blow it up. But then the guy who designed it, you know, they worked that in.
Yeah.
You know, they designed this feature. That's a good actor, that guy.
Yeah. It's a good actor.
Yeah. Yeah. I forget his name, but he's good. We talked about him before.
Did we?
Yeah. That's a side story.
Yeah.
He's good, though. Galen Erso is the character he played.
Who?
I think Galen Erso. Galen. Is who he played.
Nah, I don't know my Star World.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's famous for other stuff. Like he's in that movie and they moves in like the winter to a village and he's with this girl and then they're trying to kill him or her and it's really good. You know it. You loved it. Madsen something?
Michael Madsen?
No.
What?
Mads Mikkelsen.
Oh, Mads Mikkelsen.
That guy's great.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
See, he saved the original Star Wars faults.
That's right, he did.
He put the flaw in the
dust. Good actor.
Oh, he's great.
I think he did ballet.
Did he?
I think he did.
Like the guy in Die Hard?
Yeah. I mean...
And was he the boyfriend in Ghostbusters? Or is that a guy that looks just like him? The long-haired guy?
The boyfriend in Ghostbusters.
Yeah, for... what's her name?
Oh, yeah. The
Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's not him. I forget that guy's
name. He's got long blonde hair.
I remember he had the violin.
So that's not the same guy?
It's not the same guy.
All right. Same guy to me. Yeah. In my universe. All right, so what's the next episode? How to Build a Dragonfly.
How to Build a Dragonfly. So the funny thing I remember from that was when you said, I've got a good one. Like you're like, here's a good one.
Well, I'm looking for one, and then you come and you spot something I didn't see right away.
I spotted it right away because I already dealt with it from... when I was building a dragonfly for the last retro, and I did the same thing. Like, this is great. And then like, I almost have everything together. I'm like, that little cap on the back.
Yeah, it's like a gear.
Yep.
And it's just like, well, we can't use this. There's no way to fix this. It's
shot.
Done. Yeah.
Shot.
This tiny little thing. It's done. So when you brought it up, my eyes went right to it.
I didn't catch it.
Right. But that's okay. That's how it is. We have to keep everything. Because who knows, maybe the next time we're like, okay, well, we need this part here and it's still on there.
Well,
and, you know,
really the whole shot. So yeah. I don't know why I'm keeping it.
I don't know.
Because if you strip all the parts off, then it's just a broke hole.
Yeah.
But maybe somebody wants to do a dragonfly battle damage diorama and I'll have them covered.
Graveyard.
Yeah. Or maybe that goes to eBay.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
But yeah, we keep the stuff to figure out something with it until... I guess we run out of room.
Well, it's vintage. I can't throw it away.
I know. No, you can't. You can't.
What if somebody needs that plastic to make a mold?
Not even a vintage box. Can't.
I can't throw out boxes. Are great. No.
I remember
paper.
This.
Paper.
I kept track of this for a little while. So we had, I think it was a Beast Wars box, and the window came out.
Right.
And we kept it up by the register because we didn't. We're like, we just can't get rid of it. It just stayed there for months. And then one day you're like, why do I have this?
See, I didn't know what it was from.
Right.
It sat next to the comic book.
It was like wedged.
I didn't want to throw it away. It's not mine to throw away.
Well, if you notice, the lobby is covered in vintage packaging.
Yeah.
And I think...
That's our ultimate saver for packaging.
Right. So if you got a beat up box, I mean, and I mean beat up, I mean... 80% of it could be disintegrated and gone, and all you have is a flap and a side. We'll take it.
Yeah.
It'll go on our wall.
Yep.
And then we decoupage it and like kind of laminate it to the wall, and it's the best wallpaper you'll ever see.
Oh, yeah. And we hide things in it.
Oh, yeah. There's
little Easter eggs.
There's little Easter eggs on the wall if you really pay attention. Yeah. There's hidden things.
Yeah. That's where we have fun. Yeah.
Just yeah. We need to do that again.
As I say, and the wall's still not done.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
Time, right?
So when we get time. There's no time.
Well, that's one thing we could talk about is when we do have downtime, what do we do?
I had time in a bottle. So on the Dragonfly, what was the backseat guy's name? Because you're going to know this one.
Culbertson?
Culbert, I think. I can't remember.
But it's different.
From the box.
From the box than from the actual decal.
Right.
The box has airborne.
Right.
But the toy itself, the back seat, is not airborne.
Right. It's the guy who designed the Dragonfly. Right.
Which is a nice little Easter egg.
Right.
And I like that.
They never made the character.
Nope.
No.
Yep.
No. So then, what was the next one? Was it the Motu one? The guy who bought the Motu case?
Oh. He was all our Motu.
Okay. So
the guy making the big giant 3D figures?
Yeah.
Which you will see in an episode.
You will see.
Yep.
That's going to be nuts. And he's doing that setup.
At Retro.
But it's going to be in the VIP room. So
that's right.
You might want to buy a VIP. You just saying.
At Retro.
We're going to have a life, well, a 1/3 scale Eternia.
Yeah.
Castle Grayskull, every vehicle, every figure. Yeah. Like.
The figures are 13 inches. And then everything else is in scale with that. So
yeah,
I think the estimate on the Grayskull was, the Grayskull itself was going to be, or it's going to be five-ish foot. And then it's going to be on a base. So then it'll be.
And I think seven. He's working on, because I put in a request to do like a 12 foot high or a 10 foot high Grayskull.
Oh, right, right. Yeah.
So we could take selfies in front at Retro this year in November.
Yeah.
You should sleep in it at Retro.
It's just going to be an upscale.
Don't get a room.
Castle Grayskull.
Saw these fans late at the door.
You have a Toy Federation flag hanging from it. Like the, you know, like the flag the inside Grayskull.
Yeah.
From the outside. That'll be cool. Yeah, but no, that's just amazing. And that happens. That happened again the other day. Guy bought out the entire Motu case.
Yep.
It was, and we had it stocked a little bit more at that point. Yeah. It was about, because that was like a $1,900 purchase.
Yeah.
And granted, it didn't have, you know, Scareglow or, you know, Ninja or some of those.
Yeah, but, King Randor, all the later ones. But
but now we bought another collection and those are in the case as we speak. Because that's the other thing. So here's another small little story. So, because, you know, I understand in this line of business, I think it's with any collectible type store, flea market, Comic-Con, Toy-Con, any convention, whenever it's a collectible type store, people want a wheel and deal. It's pretty standard.
Come on, guy.
Yeah.
Like, you got 100 on it, would you do, you know, but then you get the, just the ridiculous, like, yeah. Would you do like 40?
Yeah, you got 100 on it. Would you do 40?
But we also try to price it right. Like, yeah. I don't put in a pump up price to build in. Yeah. The hammer price, you know, right. like I really only want 100. I'm going to throw 120. So when they beat me up, I'll take the 100. Yeah. I try to be
just
the best at 100. Competitive.
Yeah.
Like, I, you know, if it's 100 on eBay, I'm going to be 90.
Right.
Like, I literally, when we price stuff, that's what we do. Now, the market does fluctuate. So sometimes I could be off.
Yeah.
And I'm not opposed to saying, hey, you mind checking this?
Yeah.
But
there's a lot.
But, you know, if there's thousands, tens of hundreds of thousands of items here, and, you know, like somebody will come up and they got the same item and they're like, this one's 20 and this one's 30. It's the same. What's the difference? Yeah. It's like, was we priced it when we put it out?
Yeah.
The
difference is $10.
Yeah. Buy the $20 one.
Yeah. Right? Get the cheaper
one. All right.
Cool.
Right?
Yeah.
You mind if I take this card? Well, sure. I don't care.
Or like, I don't know. One of my favorite comments is when people come in, you know, they grab some stuff, come to register and be like, you know, is this all you have of this line? It's like, man, like where else are you going to go and find what we have?
Yeah.
Well, no, that's funny like, because you know, they'll like, you got like 1,000 Star Wars figures on the wall.
Do you get any more?
And it's like, is there any more Star Wars? It's like, where in the world are you going to find more than what we have on the wall right in front of you?
Yeah.
But we do have more. I just have I need a bigger space. But then there's the guys who walk in. This is the best.
Oh, yeah.
He's got this huge store full of stuff everywhere. Walk up to the counter. And then they got to move the mic. They lean.
Oh.
Because they think you have the good stuff on the floor and you're hiding it.
All the secret stuff is down in the floor.
What's in the back room behind?
Because our goal is to not sell anything and hide it from you. What's back there is just either duplication or something that maybe just came in. And we just
or parts.
Have to price it.
Yeah.
Just hadn't put it out, but.
I remember
we're not hiding stuff. Now you might get a YouTuber might come here and tour the back and I want to tour the back. And I was like, yeah, but you know, they're helping grow the store and the brand and the channel. And I it's a complicated thing, but they might see a bunch of boxes and like, well, that box is empty. We're waiting for something to put in it. Like I have 2 Terror Drone boxes. I cannot build a complete Terror Drone right now.
Yeah.
So, I just want the box. And I go, you're going to get it when I put a Terror Drone in it.
Yeah.
Because I'm not just selling the box.
Yeah, that's the whole purpose.
I mean, because it's hard enough to get the box. So, it, you know, everything has its appropriate time. And that was part of the other thing is the presentation of how we do things.
Yep.
Like, we just don't put one thing out.
Yeah.
Like, there's just not one lone He-Man guy with no shield just sitting in a glass case in a store. It's, we're doing a display because presentation sells. And
oh, it works. It does.
If you just see one little guy by itself, it's boring.
Yeah.
But if you see 30 of them in a big scene, you're like, we've done displays where the one guy buys the whole display.
Yep.
And you feel good, but then you feel bad. Because you post a picture and people come in to see, you know.
Yeah.
It's already gone.
A few and it's like, it's all gone, man.
Yep.
Yeah. That quick.
Case and example number one, Monster High Dolls.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That's like, what do we say? It's not a museum.
It's not.
Or the guy here yesterday and he had the money and he's like, hey, we're going to get the thing. And I'm like, it's gone, dude.
Yep.
Ah, is that.
Or you get the guy that, oh, man, you've had that Skeletor case for like 4 months now. You take less off. Bro, that's like the sixth Skeletor we've put in the case since last you were here.
That's what I was getting to, and I lost my train of thought.
You are aware he's popular.
Right.
People like Skeletor.
It's like, man, Cobra Commander's been in that case a long time. It's not the same one.
Right.
Same guy. Just put another one out.
Right.
Put another Battle Cat out.
Well, I can tell. He's just...
Put it, yeah.
I'll show you in the book. It's right. Sold one.
Yeah. That's why we can't sell parts. Because it sells over and over and over and over and over and over. And then the comic, and then that's another thing. It's like, well, you look in the case and you have a lot like basics. The basics are what always sell.
Yep.
Right.
Like every. Ooh.
That was a good one.
That was a big storm.
That was super spooky.
But yeah, no. So it's like, why do you keep putting that guy out and not mix it up? Well, because that's what everybody wants.
Well, the shock people have that if you came here and you see other people here, there's probably someone within 20 feet that wants the same thing you do.
Yeah.
And all it takes is for them to decide they want it. We've had people come in to buy something and someone bought it right in front of them. I was going to buy that right now.
Or they set it down.
Yeah.
They walked the rest of the store and they went to come back and it's gone. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's happened a lot.
The stuff sells.
Yeah. And then the other flip side of that, I guess, is how many things like someone wants that, for me, example, being an 86 Cobra Viper.
Yeah.
How many times people ask me for those? It's like, I've got tons, minty.
Yeah.
The guns are all broken.
Yeah. It's like a shipwreck.
Yeah.
It's a lot of guys.
Yeah.
And it's like, for example, vintage Star Wars has been selling like crazy. And then everything goes in phases. Everything goes in waves. There'll be a time where you just can't keep the He-Man case stocked.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, then it's Turtles. And then it's nonstop Turtles. And then it's Joe. And then it's Transformers. Yep. Like the Transformers case is not as strong as it used to be. A lot of bigger guys have sold.
Transformers are probably our toughest to put out.
But now, vintage Star Wars has really picked up.
Oh, yeah.
To where... basic guys that might be $20, $30 guys, I just can't do unless I put like a subpar guy in where the quality's not there or it has heavy paint wear and it's not worth giving the accessory. It just, it's crazy the vault. And we get to ask this a lot. What sells well here? What sells...
I'm trying to get in on this.
What's the most expensive item in the store?
Well, we get that all the time. And then you wonder, A, are you trying to rob me? But it is like just a generic common question.
Yeah, but it's, people like knowing that it's like a cool fact, I guess.
But the crazy thing is, it isn't, there's not some fantastical $10,000 item here.
Right.
It's just a lot, there's 300, 400, 500, 50. It's a lot of smalls.
Yeah.
Or affordable items. It's not like things that, are going to break the bank or something that you couldn't lay away or put down and get in a month.
Well, that $1,000 item is usually really hard to get.
Yeah.
All right.
And then there's always that one guy who's coming to get it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it was funny. We had the two Power Wheels 89 Batmobiles.
Yeah.
We literally sold two of them.
Back to back. Yeah.
Like the guy came to buy the one that was on top of the arcade machine in the lobby and it was gone. Yeah. I was like, it's okay. I got another one. So I went next door and got it.
Yeah.
But now we don't have any. But I mean, the thing's like 5 feet long and it's humongous.
Yeah. It's just, but it was that thing that's another thing that happens too, is where like somebody mentions something, we don't have it.
And then it
like,
comes in.
And then like 2 days later, it comes in.
That's
and
the weirdest might, thing, but it happens.
And then sometimes it comes in again right after.
Yeah.
Sealed He-Man figures, right?
Yeah.
Three. Oh, yeah.
Was it, what, three or four?
I had somebody call me and said that three days in a row, yeah. three. But then at the fourth, the streak ended.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But it was like forever for us to even get a carded He-Man anything.
It's just weird. I think it has something to do with this area. Because everything is relative to region and location and what was more common and what areas or what did the people here play with, you know? There's no lack of G.I. Joe in this area.
No.
And Star Wars has been pretty strong. Transformers is pretty strong.
Yeah.
And He-Man is strong, but not the end of the run.
No. Nah. Thundercats is weak.
I mean, wrestling, right, huge in the South, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When it comes to wrestling, yeah. Oh, wrestling's huge in the South. Yeah. But that's not my specialty. That's Andy.
Right.
Andy is wrestling guy.
I mean.
On top of Joe guy.
NWA, WCW, all the small promotions like were born in the South.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Vince McMahon took over WWE, bought them all out.
Yep.
He killed the competition, which, you know, AEW's here now, but.
Now, where are they headquartered out of?
Jacksonville.
Okay.
But, I mean, they're competing, but it's two totally different styles of wrestling. I know I'm going to bore the hell out of you guys with this.
Okay.
But, I mean, wrestling is what it is, right? I mean, you either grew up with it, had attachment to it, or didn't.
I mean, I loved old, like, wrestling to me was Hogan.
Warrior.
Piper.
Flair. I mean,
yeah.
Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
But I mean, that was, and then, but I mean, I think I went to one match as a kid.
Yeah.
In Miami Beach or something. I seem to think it was. But yeah, I was never a wrestling guy. Star Wars and Joe. But I mean, it's definitely popular.
Right.
Here.
I mean, 80s was like, you know, the rock and wrestling era. And then, you know, kind of died off for a while because it got hokey. You know, the Vince McMahon thing was everyone had a gimmick. You had a guy that was a trash man. You had a clown. You had
the Shocker.
Right. You know, you had.
There was a Spider-Man thing when I saw.
I mean, you had stupid gimmicks.
Yeah.
I mean, RoboCop showed up in WCW.
No way.
That's great.
Right.
Was it Peter Weller? That.
No, there's no way.
There's no way.
But was it like the suit?
It was the whole suit, everything. Oh, wow. But you know, wrestling again hit its peak, Attitude Era.
Yeah.
And that's where they allowed the wrestlers to kind of do their own thing, like talk what they wanted to talk about. There's no scripted promos. It's more of them projecting themselves, and it took off.
Yeah.
Well, that, you know, we were talking earlier or had mentioned previously about. There's a lot of young kids into wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
So when I mentioned how Transformers is strong with the youth, I mean, young people, which is keeping the line active. It's hard. There's a lot. I mean, it's predominantly young kids who are collecting this stuff.
I mean, I don't know.
Which is good.
Same thing. I mean,
still playing with toys.
So same example. I mean, Transformers never ended. Wrestling's never ended.
It's true.
It's a generational thing. Like if you watched it with your grandfather, you're watching it with your kids. Like it just keeps going.
And like you said, it has such strong roots in the South.
Right.
Well, Marvel has that too. I mean, a lot because of the movies, but we get a lot of young kids
and they're all looking for Spider-Man and Iron Man.
Yep. You know,
Marvel's definitely strong.
But I mean, before the movies.
DC, not so much.
Well, yeah, I don't know. DC's, it's because they've jumped brands so many times and, you know, Marvel Legends has been going 20 some years.
Okay, so out of Marvel or DC?
Marvel sells better.
Yeah.
Percentage wise.
I'd say for every one DC figure we sell, we probably sell 3 Marvel at least.
I was going to say 10 Marvel for every one DC.
I was still trying to be.
Trying to be nice.
It's not even close.
Yeah, yeah. Especially like there's like DC fans really like
Batman.
What's out right now, Batman, and then what no one has from a year ago, and then it seems like after that there's not much interest.
And what I've noticed is and this is from an outsider because I'm not a superhero guy. I am if it's Secret Wars or Kenner superpowers. Just
those
saying.
Those are the best.
Right. But I feel like, and this is just my opinion, McFarlane does a great job at a great price with a figure stand and a trading card with a window so you could see what you're getting. And it's like $7 to $10 cheaper than what.
Oh, yeah. For something
what Marvel's Marvel. Giving you.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not a DC guy. If I had to choose, I'm a Marvel guy because there was a time where I loved all that stuff. You know, I read Amazing Spider-Man and I read X-Men and I read The Punisher. I read nothing else. Those three titles in the 80s were everything. And yeah, I love The Punisher so much that if I showed you my high school yearbook, there was a girl that wrote in there that if somebody starts killing all the scum and villainy in Miami, I know it's because I was so obsessed with The Punisher and getting rid of crime.
He had a van.
Because you got to remember,
there was guns in it.
Miami was full of crime. I mean, Scarface.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a bit, you know.
And you're Italian.
This
and he's
true.
Italian. His full name is Frank Castiglione.
Right.
Castiglione.
And it was cool because anybody could be him.
Yeah.
And I think from the DC standpoint, anybody could be Batman.
Right.
If you had a lot of money, it's just a bunch of gadgets.
Yeah.
And so why hasn't anyone done it then yet?
It's a lot of work.
You go
People
to jail.
People are lazy. Yeah, well, yeah.
You're going to go to jail.
You got the money, though.
Well, yeah, you can pay. Yeah.
This guy's driving around in a souped-up Lamborghini. He's got to be a rich guy. Let's narrow it down.
Yeah. Just saying.
Yeah, no, but it's there's you're not going to fly.
No.
Cross-reference guys who had their parents murdered.
you can't get bit by a spider and become Spider-Man.
That's true.
So I don't know if you saw that, but there was a kid that let a black widow bite him because he thought he'd become Spider-Man.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's not much different than the kid in the, what was it, the 50s that put on a Superman cape and jumped off the roof. I think that happened again recently, too.
So did they just not have any understanding of anything? Logic?
Yeah, probably a rich fantasy life.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. I mean, I liked Spider-Man a lot as a kid. I knew I couldn't be
I
him.
Used to think if I jumped off my roof with an umbrella.
Like, Mary Poppins, y'all.
I didn't do it, but I just
Is kept, he cool?
I kept wondering. The kids jump. Oh, yeah, that's probably not a good topic.
No.
That was like the thing.
They shouldn't. They should not.
Yeah.
I remember doing that.
But every kid thinks about
that. In no way do we condone jumping off anything.
Do kids ride their bikes anymore? Because I don't even see that going on.
Maybe.
Goes back to video games, right?
Yeah. Hey, let me stare at my phone.
Is BMX still a thing? It's got to be, right?
Yeah, X Games.
Well, I always wondered, because, you know, what is the future of collecting?
NFTs?
Nope. No, that market's way down.
Hey, can't NECA get you like a figure and you keep it in their virtual vault and then they hold it till you want it?
That's exciting.
Isn't there something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Funko too?
Yeah. They did it with some sports cards too.
Oh, wow. So you have a digital fake card?
Yep.
That's not good.
You can trade them too.
Will they mail it to you if you really physically wanted it?
No.
No.
Okay. So that makes a whole lot of sense.
Well, I guess if it gives you that sparkly feeling.
They don't even have to make anything.
I got this virtual thing somewhere.
Yeah, I'm going to trade you my virtual Mark Hamill signed Star Wars card.
Get your phone out. Now it's yours.
Virtual Stranger Things.
Makes no sense.
Cast sign set.
Well, so other things that don't sell or, I don't know, what's tougher things to sell?
Well, going back to a previous comment, what sells well? And we go everything.
Yeah.
Because we sell everything well.
That's right.
Yeah.
We sell Barbie well. We sell Funko well. We sell G.I. Joe well. Star Wars, He-Man, Transformers, Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers. It all sells.
Yeah. We even go through phases with Barbie, and that doesn't really sell well.
Well, the uptick from the movie is definitely picked up. But we don't have a humongous section, but we might have 100 different Barbies.
Yeah.
So it's an adequate section. I mean, we sell Hot Wheels well, and we're by far anything from a Hot Wheels store.
You got any more Hot Wheels?
You got any Hot Wheels in the back?
You got any Hot
Wheels? I'll take you to lunch if you let me look at your Hot Wheels in the back. I've had that.
Can I buy your red lines? Do you have red lines?
I'm not letting you take me to lunch. I don't know who you are, dude. You ain't taking me to lunch to look at my Hot Wheels.
I got all the Hot Wheels now. All I had to do is take them to lunch.
Kenny, yeah. Let me look through all your Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
But that's with anything. Yeah. It's in the back. It ain't ready to come out.
Well, but there's that thing that because people don't know, they're not necessarily thinking about your motive of like you're keeping it from them. They're just like, well, there's no room out here, there's a chance.
They've got to have some.
You're
more.
Saying there's a chance. It could be that one I need in the back.
There's a vault in the back.
Yeah.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah. I think it's like, you know, Scrooge McDuck's money vault where they can just jump in and swim through the toys.
That would be cool. And put some toys in the, and have a lounge. There's a pool on the roof.
Yeah.
Do you ever have that in your school? That was like a school thing.
No one ever said that, but they used that bit in Hackers.
Did they?
That's where I learned that was a thing that people did.
Yeah.
That's funny. You ever go snipe hunting? Yeah. I did that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Boy Scouts, they were like, you guys, it's this white bird. It comes out at night. Go look.
So they had you looking all night?
I lost interest after like 20 minutes. I went back to camp. S'mores. There was one guy though. Yeah, he went for a long time.
So what about things that we have or have had that surprised you that it sold as well as it did?
I don't know.
Monster High dolls. I didn't
really.
Well, I didn't. I don't know much about them, and when we priced them and put them all out, we were shocked.
Well, I knew
$100 ones.
Yeah. I knew it was popular.
Loose.
And And when we were pricing, it's like somewhere in there, I was thinking like, I don't know if we're going to sell it at this.
I would have been shocked if they were $10 a piece, but I'm just not knowledgeable on it. That's the thing. We deal with so much stuff. We see so many things that you learn, and then you learn by doing it, by completing it, piecing it together.
Right.
Researching it, matching parts, and then you're like, so now you have a memory of that. So the next time it comes in, you might not remember all of it, but you're going to remember some of it. Or who the more, like in any given line, there's more popular characters. And then, but it's the repetition of doing it so long and that there's stuff that you know when it's a He-Man accessory, you know when it's a turtle part, you know when it's Star Wars, you know when it's G.I. Joe.
Yeah, that's like our little magic trick. If somebody brings in stuff and we're just like, okay, it's Wheeled Warriors, it's Transformers, you know, and they're like, oh, how do you guys know? It's like, well, we've been doing it a while.
Yeah, it freaks them out.
You just know.
But it's just secondhand knowledge.
Yeah.
But then there's a lot we don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We have drawers.
Hence the blue parts, green parts, red parts.
We have bins full of stuff. We do not know what it is.
But we're always learning.
But there'll be.
Or when something comes in carded and it's like, oh, that goes with that guy.
Yeah.
Well, so we had a piece in the blue parts drawer, and it goes for, what is it, Metroplex or
Fort Max?
Yeah, didn't know. But it's a piece that goes on the back on the underside of the ramp. We wouldn't have known.
It's like a ramp cover or a support?
Yeah, it doesn't.
But one just came in, and then it was like.
Well, let's be fair. It's not the vintage one.
Right? Oh, yeah. It's the
Titans Return.
Titans Return one, yeah. But and maybe we wouldn't know that because it doesn't look like
is it
the
Titans
vintage. But
or Combiner Wars?
No, Combiner Wars is what I thought it was. It was Titans Return.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's the thing that we learned from old and new.
Right.
Yeah.
I bought some from Ollie's. I didn't open any.
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
Were they like $30 or $40?
Yeah, they were $40.
What a great buy.
Kind of wish I'd kept one, but where am I going to put it?
Yeah. I think we had a ton of Triptychons hit all these.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
$40. Now they're what? 300?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you couldn't get anyone. No one even
You couldn't
asked
sell it
about
for about a year.
Yeah.
couldn't sell them for a year.
Incubate.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, there's another thing. There's stuff we have that we got more tied up in it than it's worth. So,
yeah.
So
we can't sell it. It's
put it away.
Wait. Yeah.
It's got to percolate.
It's got to get good.
Yeah. At least not to where you lose money.
At the very least.
Right.
Yeah. And we typically don't, you know, overpay for stuff, but it has happened because you bought it and then 2 weeks later they announce a new version.
Oh, yeah.
And or there's kills the old one. Yeah.
Marvel Legends.
Yeah.
Or there's times where you price something and they tell you everything's there and you kind of rush it a little bit and then you're like, ah, crap.
Yeah. Missing a gun. Broke gun.
Yep.
Body parts gone. And, you know,
missing a hand. Chewed foot.
Or something's been glued, you know, so.
Yeah. And it's not always like, well, they didn't tell us. They may not have known themselves. They could have bought it secondhand. They could have forgot they did.
But the number one thing is everything there? Oh, yeah, they're all complete.
Still got to check.
99% of the time, that's a false statement.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
but they don't know it unless they don't know. I think they think it is, but it's
right.
It never is.
Yeah. It just happens. Stuff. Screws fall out. The world's an imperfect place.
Yeah. That concludes this episode. Please, in the comments down below, what do you want us to talk about? Let us know. Tell a friend. Share this.
Tell the mailman.
Right? Anything else?
Engage.
Engage.
Engage. Tell the mailman.
Tell the mailman. Don't come every day.
Yeah, do it.